Just how safe is the collection here at the Denver Museum of Nature and Science? It's an important question to ask, given the devastation and the loss of the collections at the National Museum of Brazil. I'm talking now with Jeff Stevenson. He is the Collection Manager of Zoology here at the Denver Museum of Nature and Science. Jeff, what are we doing here at this museum to ensure that that doesn't happen here?
Well, we have a team of collections professionals, conservators, collections managers, and curators who have the support of the museum to create conditions where we look at all of the different kinds of challenges, the different things that could harm our collections, what we like to call 10 agents of destruction, or 10 agents of deterioration is the proper term. We do identify 10 areas where we want to utilize all the best practices in the museum field, and we kind of rank those 10. The top is fire. That's going to be number one. When you lose something in a fire, you lose it. They lost a lot in Brazil. There might be some that is able to be recovered, but what they lost is devastating. Modern biological specimens that they lost, the artifacts that they lost, any of the fossils, and all of their archives, they're burned up. Not to mention the building itself, which was an important historic building. So fire is number one. Water is number two. And if you get a fire, you also get water. That's because people use water to put it out. Third, different kinds of problems vie for number three, four, five. But biological agents, mostly beetles and moths and a few other groups of insects, love to eat our stuff. Mice are in that biological agent, so is mold and mildew. Anything that can actually harm the long-term preservation of our objects, as if it's biological, is in that category. If it's chemical, it's another category. So certain kinds of chemicals can come out, or off gas, if they're reacting to volatile oils from wood or paper products, and then they mix and you get things like sulfur dioxide and other really nasty stuff that can, over time, just damage our goods. Then there's physical forces like mild shaking all the way up to catastrophic earthquakes. And there's fluctuations in relative humidity, fluctuations in temperature. There's curatorial neglect, but I know our curators here don't like to hear that because we don't do that. Something goes, sits on a desk, gets forgotten, or the label gets torn off of something and then we don't know where its information is. We do have blizzards. We do have floods here. The 2013 floods were devastating. They didn't affect us here at the Denver Museum. We actually got maps out and we looked at, okay, here are the patterns of weather and climate, and here are the patterns of, well, the last time we were inundated by floods, and what's a 100-year flood? What's a 1,000-year flood? And what would that mean? So our facility is fairly well protected against that as well. What are we doing? Starting about 2007 or maybe a little bit before, we went ahead with a plan to create a new storage facility here at the museum. We call it the Avenir Collection Center. And it's two levels, far underground. It's climate controlled. It's clean. It's brand new. It's one of the best collection storage facilities in the world right now, if not the best. We were able to look at those 10 agents and we assessed the risks to our collection before we moved, and now we think we've answered a lot. Now, you can never say never. Fire is always going to be one of those things top on our minds. But we have in our new facility, and actually throughout the whole museum, put in a new fire detection system that's top of the line and really very good fire suppression systems. So while you can never say never, thanks to a lot of people, I'm not as worried about fire here as I might be if I weren't working here. Fire is still there, but it's not high on our list. One important part of our mission in the museum is to preserve the natural and cultural heritage that we house in perpetuity. Now, that's kind of vague. In perpetuity means like forever. And so sometimes I want to give it a nice chunky round figure. So I say maybe what we can do is say people should be able to come here 3,000 years from now and actually use and see these objects. That's not fanciful, actually. When you think about preservation that humans have done throughout history, there are many mummies that are older than that. And you can go to the Cairo Museum today and go to the mummies room and actually look in the face of Ramses the Great, look in the face of Thutmose III, even cooler pharaoh. They're nearly 3,500 years old, and you can still see the hairs on their eyebrows and their eyelashes and the pores on their skin, and they're very well preserved. Now, they weren't doing it for science. They weren't doing it for research. They were doing it for the afterlife and how important that was to have that mummy for the afterlife. But the results are the same. If you're Ramses II, you get to live on because your body's there and your name is mentioned. But if you're a chipmunk or a camel spider or a dung beetle, you get to continue contributing to the research for millennia because your body's there and the information about you, your name and where you're from is still there. And that's our goal. I should say our new facility is thanks to the voters who voted for the Better Denver Bond Campaign in 2007. Our museum was the recipient of, I believe it was around $30 million at that time. We matched that, and the building itself, which isn't just our new collections facility, but the wonderful classrooms and exhibit halls that we have up above it, 5 stories worth of really cool stuff. We got a very generous donation from the Avenirs and from a number of other people. Part of that was matching, but also part of it was to fill out the facility with all of the cabinetry and all of the tables and the chairs and the desks and everything else that we needed, which is all essentially bought and paid for. So that's a pretty good deal. Not only did we move all of our specimens from old locations throughout, and we're talking about around 4.5 million objects, many of which were behind dioramas in really dark and not climate-controlled conditions. A new facility that is really actually, as I said, the best in the world.